There's a weather system off the west coast of Ireland in the nearby Atlantic, and it's throwing up strengthening south-southeasterly winds and also some heavy rain in over the country even already, and it's making its way northeastwards from the southwest up over across all parts of Ireland. So it's going to get wet and it's going to get windy, and that wet and windy weather then, once it arrives, will persist overnight tonight. But towards morning, it'll tend to the rain will tend to ease, and while it'll stay windy overnight and tomorrow with strong and gusty south-southeasterly winds, the rain will have cleared, as I said. So tomorrow showers will develop, so it'll be a case of rain-wise occasional showers during tomorrow, Tuesday, and it'll stay windy, but as I say, it'll be more showery tomorrow. The heavy rain is really for the shorter term.
Do you think, Pat, we should have concerns about flooding or any damage from wind overnight?
Well, there would be heavy rain. There could be some spot flooding on roads because the water table is high. A lot of fields are saturated. There could be runoff from those. But the heaviest of the rainfall is going to be down in the southwest of the country, Cork and Kerry, where there could be up to 2 inches of rain. I don't think they'll get anything like that in your area. At the same time, it could be between a half and 1 inch of rain, which is still heavy enough for this time of year. But there'll be more spot flooding on the roads, I think, unless streams or local rivers are relatively high, unless they could cause some flash flooding on them. But in general, I wouldn't have thought so. And as regards the winds, while it will be very blustery, we have wind forecasts up to 110 kilometres per hour, but I think those values might be more on the southwest and more western coastal areas rather than your area.